BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
English Rose from BBC Radio 4, Series 2.
Okay, I'm now so frightened I want to cry. After we spoke, I found this, and now I won't ever sleep again.
But you're safe.
Oh, totally. Creeping around a glass-walled Beverly Hills mansion. I'm like the final girl in a slasher movie.
Do you want me to come to you?
No. I want you to explain that video, which is dated 4 months ago and has clocked up over 1 million views.
Police say they are investigating an incident in which suspected thieves broke into the New York City mortuary in Manhattan on Monday night and stole a corpse.
Oh, no.
Just tell me what's going on.
Okay. Someone didn't break into the morgue. They broke out.
And it's definitely all my fault.
God.
Delphine? Hello? I'm just trying to be honest with you.
Episode 2. Beware of the dog.
Hey, Rose. What do you reckon about this? Can you see? I'm a wobbling. Look along the snowy acres down to the frozen stream. You see the frost? No footprints. Listen to the woods. Just your sisters walking about. And look up, white and clear. No aerial visitors. It's like a TV ad for Visit Yorkshire. After the mayhem of recent months, we're flummoxed. Be careful, Rose. Something's shifting.
So, if he broke out, where the hell is he now? Is he still in Manhattan? Or is he gone on the loose? Or is he here now, in LA?
Oh my God, Rose, you've totally saved my life.
Halloween was a few months back, Maya.
Stop it. You know I look amazing.
She's all in black. Her look part femme fatale, part fancy dress feline. And I can see she's changed quite a bit since I last saw her. She's already deeply in love with the night.
Did you leave in a hurry? Just joking. You look amazing too. Come here, you gorgeous popsicle.
Her hug's a surprise. For a start, she's a lot colder and stronger than the last time we touched.
I did leave in a hurry, actually, Maya, and I always will if I ever fear Gully's in danger. But this embrace is threatening to cut off my circulation. And you need to extinguish all these flames, Maya.
It's decoration.
Fire is deadly for our kind.
Really? And Gully's not in danger. He's tucked up in bed. Look, I just posted.
And she stretches her hand and shows me sleeping Gully, above the caption, "Rest like this boy," at Villa Rimvey, # groundbreaking rejuvenation, # science meets serenity.
Okay, thanks. I'd still like to see him.
Then, over her shoulder, across the garden of partygoers, I see it. Tall, dark chimney pots and a rooftop flecked with mist and flying wings. And I imagine seeing it from a coach on the dead of night tour. And yep, even I'd instantly reach for my phone.
Oh, Maya, I can see what all the fuss is about.
It's not Buckingham Palace, but it's okay for now.
You didn't tell me it was so famous.
I know she won't come completely clean, but I'm interested in the tale she's spinning.
They told me up front it came with some stories. But as the real estate agent said, honey, where the hell in Hollywood doesn't?
I see.
And one more thing. I've been educating myself about the ancient rules of our kind.
Really?
And guess what? Whenever bloodsucker buddies reunite, numero uno ancient custom throughout all eternity is they always knock back a very strong vodka cocktail.
Well, never heard that one.
Because I just made it up. But the point is, you're back, and we need to have fun. Are you hungry?
I had something before I left.
Go on, tell me. What did you have?
I'm not going into gory details, Maya.
But I love gory details.
Then the echoing of hard earth, and for a second, I reckon my rebel mind is sending psychic messages again. Until I turn towards the sound and see a throng of white horses in a neighbouring field. They are scattering in prancing kicks and gallops in the moonlight.
Oh, wow.
And without thinking, My nature moves towards theirs as the sturdiest beast comes steadily forward, snorting, pounding the ground.
Some special breed.
Oh, hello, boy. Hello.
And as I stretch my palm over the fence towards a warm, velvet muzzle, I'm flooded with an ancient yearning.
I know, right? They came with the house. They live twice as long as normal horses, apparently. Though, maybe not those ones. They're industry horses, hired out for the movies.
So even the animals round here are actors.
Then I see, glinting through the palms, a long green pool which glows in the night like a strip of neon. And lounging around the pool are a pack of long-limbed females. Some dipping their feet in the water, others just lying back and tipping their faces towards the moon. All of them lazily clutching their phones.
Let's go say hi to Gully. It's late, I need to sleep.
Talking of sleep, I wanted to get your thoughts on hammocks. Would it be super cool to relax in one after treatment, or would that be too hipstery?
Rose, good to meet you. I've heard an awful lot about you.
As Maya slips away, this tall male grabs my hand in his big, cold paw and shakes it.
We Brits need to stick together. So, how are you finding living in LA, Rose?
Well, it's full of surprises. How about you?
I'm actually bi-coastal.
Oh, well, don't let anyone make you feel bad about it. It's no one's business but your own.
Just as I'm trying to move away, he follows.
You one of the backers? Not that I really know what that means.
Me neither. Let's just say I'm an interested party. I've heard a lot about you.
She's an entertainer. Don't believe everything she says.
Oh, no. Not just from Maya. Everyone's talking about you.
And am I imagining this? Or is his smile entirely sinister?
Here you both go. Our signature cocktail. A Villa Rimby.
Cheers. Maya has my number. You and I should get together soon, Rose.
Absolutely. We'll arrange that right away.
As he moves away, sinking big hands into deep pockets, I take a picture of his long backbone and wide stride and send it to Mam.
Who are these people, Maya? Truth, if possible?
Clients, investors, media contacts. Oh, I'm so glad you're back, Rose. Gully and I don't feel safe without you.
Any particular reason you don't feel safe? Any person, any blast from the past returned, perhaps?
What? No? I've no idea what you mean.
I know him. He's from the Southern Lot. What's that mad old bugger doing in California?
Good question, ma'am. Before I even turn, I know there's something intense coming my way because I get a surge of adrenaline in my chest.
Hi. Rose?
There she is, high on horseback. With a smile that could burn the house down.
Dakota, this is Rose. Dakota is the angel who's been helping me with Gully.
Wow, these horses are amazing.
Lipizzaners, known for high intelligence and weird beauty.
As I stare into Dakota's hypnotic smile, I think of the lean bodies around the pool. I'm starting to wonder if the horses aren't the only weird beauties that came with the house.
Do you ride, Rose?
I used to.
All the time.
Bet you were good at it. You look strong.
I was born for it. The best in the pack.
I take Gully riding. He's a natural too. It's great to finally meet you, Rose. I actually thought it would totally suck after all the amazing stuff I've heard about you.
And before she turns towards the villa, the horse moves backwards a few paces. So Dakota's keeping her smile fixed on us as she recedes.
Follow me, Rose. I have something for you. This beauty is going to change your life.
Just give me a minute, Maya.
Okay, no idea why I'm helping you, but I spoke to Isabel. She's heard Siobhan left New York a few months back.
To go where?
Isabel thinks overseas.
Alone?
Not sure, but alone doesn't sound a very Siobhan move.
Well, can you find out? And any sightings of Austin too?
The questions are this frightening, Rose. You'll have to give me time to get to grips with the answers.
Rose, round here. I'm so excited to show this to you.
I follow the dark path round the side of the villa towards a gravelled forecourt until I'm stopped in my creeping tracks.
Good evening, miss. Are you here for the investor gathering? It's right over there. This is our private area.
In a fenced area, I see a pack of furry creatures with snouts and pointy ears nuzzling rotten fruits. They're roughly the size of a big Whitby badger. Some have spots, others stripes. All have grotesque tails thick as forearms. And my first thought is perhaps Maya is growing these freaks for food.
What are those? Those cats?
Oh, they're not cats, miss. No. And don't approach them. They can get very mean.
Now I'm closer, I can see he's right. They're more like tattooed otters than cats. And I hurry on until I see Maya ahead, smiling in the moonlight.
What's with those cat things round the back?
Jeepers creepers, I know. Totally nuts. I don't remember seeing them when I viewed the villa. Maybe Dakota knows. But look at this. All yours.
That's not for me.
I've just had it delivered. I was going to drive it over tomorrow.
Well, it's you who's going to keep driving it, because I can't.
You're kidding me.
No, the immortal don't drive. And those that do, shouldn't.
I do.
Because you've always done it. You did it long before you were one of us.
I just love it when you say that. One of us. It makes me tingle all over.
I was born before those things existed. I rode horses for 200 years, and it's too late for me to learn now.
But it's brand new. Limited edition. Come on. Just sit inside with me. I don't want anyone to hear what I'm about to say. Listen to me.
Okay, calm down. We're in a tiny jeep, not a gangster movie.
I'm trying to lighten the mood because I'm surprised by her steely tone. And I don't know if I'm recoiling from her executive ambition or the fresh memory of the Tinseltown terrors or Dakota or something even stranger.
You could be a lot happier than you are right now, honey.
Really?
And you know what your problem is.
And she leans towards me in an icy blast. And I have to accept that whatever force she now carries, it's one I carelessly created.
Go on then, tell me.
You won't let go of who you've always been. The simple goals you've had until now. The family allegiances, your old mother's way of doing things. And because you can't let go, you can't become the girl you're meant to be.
I don't want to let go.
You have to. We both need to experiment. There are opportunities here.
I know who I am. I don't need to experiment.
We have a chance here to push, to combine tradition with innovation, heritage with the future. We can revitalize this whole tired, cliched brand, reconnect new people with the essence of this art.
I'm used to fierce appetites, but this carnivorous hunger for power is new to me.
Our kind don't change, Maya. We are constant. It's both our beauty and our curse.
Okay. Look, I'm a focused, ambitious, strategic person.
Well, good for you.
And I have made discoveries about our kind.
What discoveries?
Ones that mean we can advance. Because one thing a life in business has taught me, and here I'll remind you that from humble beginnings I became a very high net worth individual in one of the most cutthroat cities in the world, is that you have to innovate.
Each sentence feels like she's pressing a knife to my throat. But I guess it's not her fault she's carrying some fury towards the one who so recklessly created her.
I am not a business, Maya. And our kind is not an opportunity to be exploited. It's an everlasting identity.
And we can use that. We can use it to make a difference.
I've already made a difference by learning to control myself.
Have you though, Rose?
She raises her eyebrows as she pouts her dark lips into quite a sympathetic smile.
What's that mean?
I know you feasted in the old way before you left tonight, honey.
And okay, I've made the same mistake about her I've accused others of making about me all my life. I've massively underestimated her.
I smelt it the minute you came into my garden, because my olfactory powers are off the scale. Didn't your old mother tell you you should clean your teeth before you go to a party?
Stop mentioning my mother.
Stop sulking then. My point is, you need to choose. Champagne at sunset? Cocktails three nights a week? A proud, forward-looking billion-dollar business model with global impact? Or rotting away in an old English caravan with your mother?
I've chosen, and I've explained why. Now answer me this. Was Austin buried?
What? Why are you even asking that? He was buried months ago.
Really? You're certain of that?
Yes.
And his final resting place?
What about it?
Was it securely sealed?
Of course it was.
You made sure.
I've no idea why we're even having this conversation.
Oh, okay, let me out. Oh, and this is me speaking right now, by the way. Not your husband on the day of his funeral.
As I walk away, my legs feel like jelly. And one thing I do know is that I don't trust a word she's just said.
No one's seen Austin. And am I even asking the right question? Are we looking for a regular city con man in a suit and tie? Or a ghoul running around Manhattan in a shroud?
Rose, come back. I'm sorry. I don't want us to argue. Gully's in here. Come and say hi. Follow me.
And she presses her pale hand against the ornate iron gates which mark the secured entrance to Villa Rimvi, and for the second time in her life, invites a vampire into her beautiful home.
So, this is the forecourt. Grapevines, citrus trees, mid-century sculptures, big Art Deco fountain.
What the hell? Not again, what is this?
What's wrong?
The clog of melts and white gaze running over darkness, touching stone bony fingers on my ankles, pulling me upwards, curling staircase.
Just a bit of a headache.
Which has the force of a wordless, urgent conversation.
We need to get you to bed.
Yes, my own bed. I'll say hi to Gully, then I'm leaving.
No fabrics or bright patterns there.
Not in the other place.
The one invading my mind. Just the tickly aroma of ancient dust
and colder, harder walls.
And my body's a brush being dipped in and out of that darkness by someone or something. Is it to warn me or terrify me? Is it past or future I'm feeling?
Looks great, Maya.
I feel a need to hurry away from my own mind as much as anything, because that other place felt like a coming procession of dread.
Top floor, bottom of the corridor.
When we're nearly at the top of the wide stairs, she pauses by a window and looks down over her garden party, like she's standing on the 50th floor of a skyscraper.
I want to give you something.
And without smiling, she takes from her pocket a black velvet box.
An acrid lace of smoke around sharpened teeth.
Outside, mushrooms and berries
of beetles.
Welcome to Villa Rimvi, Rose.
It fits snugly into my palm, but when I open it...
Are you all right? Do you need to sit down?
Outdoors, clumps of fur or hair.
Bloody earth.
Wet soil.
Under my shaking feet.
Red worms or veins.
Thick.
Firm as fuse wire, and the connection is strongest here.
I'm okay.
Do you like it? It's handmade. 24 karat gold.
Then I'm back, looking at a glinting golden chain from which hangs a small but heavy medallion.
It's a black diamond for the eye. They're super rare.
As she hooks it round my neck, I see the medallion is in the shape of a single golden wing. Half a head with a single black eye. And then I get it. It's the delicately crafted cross-section of a bat.
See? I've got the other half.
And she pulls from her neckline the same medallion, featuring the bat's other wing and its second single glinting black eye.
They fit together to make a whole, just like you and me.
Well, wow. Thanks, Maya. It's really unusual, but...
It's our talisman.
What's that mean? Sorry, I was mostly homeschooled.
Talisman? It's an object that brings good luck.
And she stares at me steadily for a few moments, until I turn and walk away.
I'm off to see Gully.
Did you like your jeep? Such a cute colour and trim.
When I turn, Dakota's right there before me, and something about the ring of her voice alarms me.
Total disaster. Turns out she doesn't drive. Can you believe it? I'll have to find an instructor.
Please tell me you ride a motorcycle instead.
No, I'll walk. I'll run.
Well, it obviously works. You've got an amazing physique. See you again, I hope. I'm here every day from 7 a.m. I finish mid-afternoon because I have auditions.
Then, as the girl's leaving, she puts her head close to mine.
I could show you around on horseback. Buy you an ice cream.
Golly, it's Mommy. Are you awake? You've got a visitor, little man.
How do you know I like ice cream? But at the last minute, just in time, I think of Delphine and understand what I should have done with the flower guy. I stare at her hard, all my powers of mental concentration shining towards her. I keep trying to hold her, but she just keeps smiling. Part cute flirtation, part genuine amusement at my efforts. Which means either my powers are weak, or she has powers to match.
You just look the type to like ice cream.
Here he is, Rose. He's fast asleep.
Oh, give that little darling to me. As I lift Gully from her and melt him into my arms, he opens his eyes and stares up at me steadily, as if to say that whatever's going on in me, it's okay. He's not afraid.
How are you, gorgeous boy? I've missed you. Yes, I have.
Rose, I thought we were agreed.
At first, I'm sure my wild mind is conjuring Delphine before me madly, through a vision of clairvoyance.
Sorry to have to drop the guillotine on all this fun you're having, but we need to leave.
But no, she's right there, a small child in each hand, both rubbing their eyes sleepily. I'm not having fun, I promise.
What even is this place? I'm trembling, and I had to get these two out of bed to come and find you. I was so worried when I found that video, and now... there's something else.
What?
Why haven't you been straight with me?
What else? Delphine looks around at the watching crowd as if considering what's safe to reveal, as Maya and Dakota stand by, smiling, waiting to hear it.
I found her. Siobhan.
Gee, that's a name I certainly hoped never to hear again.
Where?
Nowhere near here, I hope.
Guess.
Thai prison?
Transylvania.
What?
Where even is that?
Is it Europe? I think it's Europe.
Quit the shock. Did you all know about this? That Siobhan left her job in New York and moved there with some guy.
Some guy? He certainly is.
Zero idea what you're talking about, honey.
Me neither, I promise.
Yeah, I just love your promises, Rose.
Let's go. Gully's okay. Aren't you, little man? We can go home, Delphine. Here, take him away. As I hand him over, I feel within another small, cold heart beating steadily. Ominously. In a cold winter land.
Do you want me to quickly show you around, Delphine? Now you've come all this way? My spa's a sensation.
As Maya advances, Delphine lurches backwards, gripping each child close to her side in terror.
Get away from me!
Hey, I know this place is startling at first, especially at night. All these candles. But it's quite safe.
Delphine gives me a who the hell she look.
I'll order a cab.
You'll find it hard to get a cab to come up here at this time of night.
She's right. Why don't you two stay the night?
What's that? That sound?
The security team. We got a drone. But they use CPDs too.
CPDs?
Close protection dogs. Nothing gets past them.
Will someone tell me why Siobhan's in Transylvania? She was my friend. I liked her. And now I'm very worried about her.
Dew on bare branches. Shouts and cries. In my thighs right now. Sore muscles pushing on and a scent I've not had before. Like wet wool and aftershave. Tobacco burning. A cigar.
Rose, are you listening? You won't hear the dogs in the bedrooms. I'll get someone to drive you all home first thing.
I'd feel safer sleeping in the middle of the Hollywood freeway.
Remember, I'm here to protect you. And Delphine gives me a withering smile. It seems the truest parts of me are the ones she least trusts.
I just really feel something bad's coming our way.
But do I move towards it or away from it? I know what Mam would say.
Both Maya and Austin. You know I'd never have agreed to any of this if I'd known. Why didn't you tell me?
Because it's my fault.
You? You bit her. You lost control.
For a second.
And Austin too? And Siobhan?
But steady on. Maya did Austin. Siobhan, no idea.
And what are they even doing in Transylvania? Let me think. Perhaps it involves Austin fraudulently making money. What do you think?
I need to find out.
I'm worried about Siobhan. And why is she gone there? What has she been told? Layla came to America on the back of promises. It was the very opposite of freedom. It's made me very alert to lies.
What are you staring at?
Your necklace.
Would you like it?
No, it's awful. It's creepy, but it looks a lot better on you than it does on her.
Oh.
That girl, Dakota, she has one just the same, didn't you see?
No. There's so much I'm not seeing or understanding. Maybe Maya's right. I've spent too long pretending to be someone I'm not. And because of this, I'm putting everyone in danger.
Wake up, Rose. Austin and Maya were crooks before you met them. Imagine what they're capable of now. Lives are destroyed in many ways, not just by a nip to the neck.
Ah, no, no.
What's wrong? What's happening?
The scent of sweat and this feeling of muscle moving fast. Just, and they're not just running on the psychic movie reel. They're surging right at me. And another one. A stone. Set apart and a sensation that's completely new.
Are you all right? What can I do?
You're right. I can't flee from this fight, Delphine, because Gully's father and whatever rotten thing he is up to is coming our way, whether we like it or not. Ma'am, what do you know about Transylvania? Anything I need to be aware of? Call me.
Are you for real?
Then I type with trembling fingers. Siobhan, if you and Austin are up to something that puts us in danger, I won't forgive you. And when my kind don't forgive, things end very badly. Nah. Things end with your blood around my mouth. Send.
Listen. As your mother, I very much admire the boldness of your choices, Rose. But under no circumstances are you to go to Transylvania. That place is a different order altogether. It's the old land. You won't survive. Do you hear me? Pick up the bloody phone, Rose.
Return of Doctor Who Redacted.
I think the blue box is our guardian angel. There's someone inside it, you know, keeping us all safe.
But where are they?
The Doctor is missing. I repeat, the Doctor is missing.
So it's down to three friends to save the world.
But you don't need to hold my hand so tight. I'm not holding your hand.
But can they save the Doctor?
Doctor, no! The gateway is a trap!
Subscribe to Doctor Who Redacted on BBC Sounds.